We've been thinking in our sermons the last couple of weeks about mission, what mission is and how and where and why. And today we're sort of having a look at the question about how do we achieve the mission that God has given us. And I suppose from what Foss has said already, but from what Romans chapter 10 says, do you think feet can be beautiful? I live in a family with a couple of girls who aren't particularly in favour of feet. They think all feet are gross, and if someone else's foot touches them, they get grossed out. And it's because probably of feet like this that they think about that. Foss showed us a couple of good pictures before, but feet aren't necessarily all that beautiful, are they? They're not the most presentable parts of the body. They're not the most attractive parts of the body, and a lot of things can go wrong with them. But they're all Queensland feet, I think. Can feet be beautiful? I remember one time at a school in Canberra and doing a scripture lesson with the kids about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And it was one of those moments where Jesus did something beautiful for his disciples, and it was very, very quiet and very meaningful sort of setting. And we're acting out this scene of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And I was acting one of the disciples. And I took my shoes off and I pulled my socks off and sat with my feet up like that so all the kids out there could see my feet as Jesus, who was one of our other guys, came along to wash my feet. What I'd forgotten is I'd worn these socks. I've got these black woolen socks that tend to molt a lot. And so I had bits of black wool stuck in between my toes. I couldn't see them, but the kids could all see it, and they were all going, "Oh, it's gross." It was like having leprosy in your feet. And so this beautiful moment with Jesus washing the feet of his disciples turned into a bit of a circus. But is there such a thing as beautiful feet? And Romans 10 says definitely there is. The feet, beautiful feet, are those that belong to people who share the good news of Jesus to people who don't follow him. In Romans 10, you'll see some simple logic in verses 14 and 15 there. In verse 13, he says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And then this great logic, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is beautiful, as is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Beautiful feet are those who are sent to take the gospel of Jesus to a world that needs to hear it. And as you've followed the stories of missionaries and different people over the years who have taken God's gospel out to places where Jesus is not known, you would have heard of the feet of many missionaries who would have carried them there. Because people can't believe unless they hear the good news from someone who is willing to go. And have a look at verse 17 as well, just to back this up. He says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." So Paul's saying here, we need to go and we need to speak about Jesus. Because if people don't hear the message of Jesus, they can't believe. They can't believe in someone that they've never even heard of. Imagine going to someone who's never heard about Jesus and saying, "Are you a Christian?" Well, they can't believe because they haven't heard about Jesus. And so the very simple message in Romans 10 is that we need to go and we need to tell. It's about foot and mouth. That's what mission is. It's about foot and mouth, about going and telling. And words like this are what drove a bloke called Jim Elliot, who you may have heard of, to go with the gospel message to the Orca Indians in South America. A very famous missionary story. Jim Elliot went to this tribe of savages to try and win them over to speak the gospel of Jesus to them. Unfortunately, very early on in his mission, he died along with four fellow missionaries at the hands of these warriors. However, his wife, Elizabeth, was so motivated by words like this, that people can't believe unless they hear, that she continued the work, she continued the mission to these very people who had killed her husband. And as a result, many people in that tribe became Christians. How beautiful are the feet of those who go and take the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who have never heard it before. And there's a quote on the screen, watch this quote, from a bloke called David Seckham, who was writing about Romans chapter 10. And he said, "It is clear now that the future of every individual human being and the future of the world hangs on response to Jesus Christ. They cannot believe in someone they have never heard of, and they will never hear of him without someone to tell them, be it preacher or missionary, youth worker or Sunday school teacher, or someone who chats to them over the back fence. People can't believe in Jesus unless someone goes to them and tells them about Jesus. Mission is going with your feet and telling with your mouth. It's putting mouth. That's what mission is about. But telling the people the truth about Jesus is more than just something you do. It's actually about who we are. And I want you to flip over to Romans, to 1 Peter chapter 2. Because in 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter addresses this question about who we are in verses 4 and 5 and 6. He says we're like stones that are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. So it's talking about being built on the foundation of Jesus and being built up into being servants of our Lord and God. But in verse 9, he particularly addresses this question about who we are and what we do. And in verse 9 he says, "But you are a chosen people." You're a chosen people. God has picked you out. And why has he picked you out? Because you're a royal priesthood. You've been called to serve the King. But not only that, you're a holy nation. He says you're set apart by God for a special purpose. And you are a people belonging to God. God made us. God redeemed us. He called us to be his, to belong to him. He has brought us back from sin and death for a special purpose. And what is that purpose? What does all this mean? He says, "So that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." You see, who we are determines what we do. We are chosen by God. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, so that we can declare his praises. Who we are determines what we do, defines what we do. We are his, so we declare his praises. Who we are changes everything about what we do. It's like when I was serving in the army, and going into army mode changes the way you act and you think and you speak. As I went off to do army service, when you put on the uniform, everything changes. Instead of just waving to people, you salute to them. Instead of walking normally, you've got to walk differently. You've got to walk in time with everyone else and march along with them. Instead of talking normally, you talk in acronyms that no one else will ever understand. I was handed a dictionary when I joined the army, a dictionary of acronyms that were used in the army, and I still don't know what they are. But who you are when you join the army changes what you do, how you speak, how you act. It changes everything about you. And we are God's people, so we declare his praises. Because we are God's people, it changes everything about us. Not just what we say, but also what we do, because words are empty if they're not backed up by lives that show that those words are real. Look in verse 12. He says, "Live such good lives among the pagans that they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." Our actions need to match our words. Our actions need to match our words. You know someone who talks with their hands? Everyone knows someone who talks with their hands. I remember a kid in school once, and he had to talk with his hands. He could never keep his hands still while he was talking. And so the teacher got him up the front, and he actually tied his hands to his side, and the kid couldn't speak. He didn't have any words to say because he couldn't speak with his hands. Natasha speaks with her hands a lot. The kids know that when Natasha does this, she's sending an email to someone. Now, I sent someone an email, or I texted someone the other day. She only has to do the action. They know what she's saying because our actions have to match our words. And our actions, when we are Christians, will need to match our words to bring glory to God. See, we want to declare God's praises. We want to bring glory to God with our mouths. But if our actions don't match our words, then people won't understand what we're saying. People won't comprehend what the gospel is if we act in a contrary way to the gospel. Declaring God's glory has to be matched by our actions. And we will be different to people around us. Our priorities will be different to people around us. The way we use our time, the way we use our money. Our previous bishop used to say, could your accountant tell that you are a Christian? Our actions need to match our words. Because if they don't, we'll bring dishonor to God's name. But if our actions do match our words, then we will bring glory to God's name. Mission is declaring God's praises. If people never hear about Jesus, they won't be able to believe in him. So we need to declare God's praises. We need to go with our feet and tell with our mouths. That's foot and mouth. That's what mission is. And that's CMS's purpose. It's that people all around the world will hear about Jesus. And CMS is working in many countries where Jesus has never been heard of, among people where Jesus has never been taught, where the Christian church, but CMS is also working in countries where the Christian church is growing, but where people need help to stay on the right track. And as we've seen in that video, CMS is working in countries that what we call post-Christian. They used to have strong beliefs in God and God's sacrifice through Jesus. But now they've moved away from that. In fact, they've made it illegal to talk about Christianity. CMS's purpose is that people in all countries around the world will hear the truth about Jesus. And so they will be able to believe in him. Because if you don't hear the message, you can't believe. If you never hear about Jesus, how can people put their faith in him? But that's got to be our purpose as a church too, doesn't it? Declaring God's praise in our community so that people can hear about Jesus and they can trust in him. Next year, we're just starting to organise a thing for next year called Come Together Narrabri. And it's a combined churches mission that we're going to be holding in March next year. It's going to be a great opportunity to invite people to hear the gospel, to come to hear about Jesus, some of them for the first time. And it's supported by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, which is a great association, and having their structure and their support and their guidance means that we can work together as churches to bring Jesus to our community. And we need to pray that this will be a momentous time for people in our community, that lots of people will come to hear the gospel message and so be able to put their faith and their trust in Jesus, that their eyes will be opened, that their hearts will be softened, so they'll come to know Jesus for themselves. But the big question for us is, are we ready for this mission? Are we ready for this mission? Because what this mission is going to require of us is that we're willing to go and tell. We're willing to go and tell. And that might involve bringing our friends to hear the gospel message as it's preached at the evangelistic rallies during that weekend. But it also means our lives must show other people the impact that the gospel has, what it looks like to trust Jesus. Because if our lives don't match our words, then the gospel message will be lost. And so we need to be ready to go and tell, but also live lives that match our words. Because God's mission to this world is about the spread of the good news of Jesus. People will never believe Jesus if they never hear about him. And they will struggle to make sense of the message if our lives don't match up. We need to go and tell. And our Bible study during the week, if you're at one of the Bible study groups that ran the Bible study on the last week's sermon, the last question was, what is your mission field? What is your mission field? Because each one of you has a mission field. I don't know if you've thought about it that way, but every one of us has a mission field. In fact, you've probably got more than one mission field. It might be the school community where your kids go to school. It might be your workplace. It might be the neighbours that you live alongside. It might be the social groups that you belong to. It might be the clubs around town that you go to or that you're part of. It might be in the sport that you play, among the people you play sport with. It might be who you do share time with in hobbies and leisure activities. It might be in the volunteer organisations that you serve in. They're all mission fields. Any place where you come in contact with people who don't trust Jesus is a mission field. What's your mission field? What's your mission field? And how are your feet? I want to ask you all to take your shoes and socks off. Do you have beautiful feet? And I'm not going to define your feet, whether they're beautiful, by what they look like. They might look like those ones on the screen, I don't know, and I don't care. But you'll have beautiful feet if those feet take their owners to places where they can share the good news with someone. Do you have beautiful feet? Are you ready to go and to tell? Foot and mouth. Let me pray for us. Father God, we thank you that you have chosen to use us to take your word, to spread the good news about Jesus, to share his great love and sacrifice for us with others, so that they might hear about Jesus and in hearing be able to put their trust in him. And Father, please help us as we seek to look at what our mission field is, at the people around us who we meet with, who we interact with, to whom we can take the good news. Lord, please help us to consider whether our feet are beautiful. Are we going with your message? Are we inviting people to come and hear the gospel? Are we living lives that match up with the words that we speak? Father, please keep us on track in this. Please help us not to turn back inwards and be self-centered, but to be looking out to a world that needs to hear about Jesus, so that they can believe and trust in him. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.